Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, be sure to hit the like button. Let's get it.
My friend went on a date last night that was so fucking brutal that I had to bring it to TikTok immediately, mostly because it's a funny story, but also as a warning to the women in Toronto that this man is walking our streets, ladies.
Okay, why are you doing a TikTok about your friend's date? Is your dating life that pathetic where you have to live vicariously through her dating life? It's pretty sad, I must say. But let's continue.
Preface this by saying my friend is very good looking and not insecure. She meets a guy on Hinge and she vets him. They talk on the phone every day for a week. They FaceTime, whatever. And then eventually they decide to go out for dinner. Last night, they go to Myth. Everything's going well, except when they sit down, there's a table of girls next to their table. And the guy keeps talking to the table of girls. Gets to the point where every time my friend goes to the bathroom, the guy is over at the girls table or one of...
Okay, how many times will somebody go to the bathroom on one dinner date? So that sounds kind of fishy. And it also sounds fishy that you had to preface it with, oh, my friend's beautiful and she's not insecure. Of course you would say that. And I'm not trying to throw shade, ladies, but I've never met a woman who's not insecure. I think Rihanna in her prime was insecure. I think Beyonce in her prime was insecure. I've never met a woman or heard of a woman who doesn't have any insecurities. Well, actually, there's no human on earth that has no insecurities. But, okay, I'm getting sidetracked. Let's continue.
One of the girls is over at her table. It happens multiple times, and one of the girls says to my friend, oh, you're so hot, don't worry about this. Meaning, you're so hot, don't worry that the guy you're on a first date with is talking to this table of girls and at their table every time you take a pee. It's multiple times, and then the guy says to my friend, sorry, those girls are just pumping my tires, as in complimenting me so much. Like, eventually he goes, are you mad? And she's like, I just think it's strange on a first date to not just say thank you, ladies, but I'm on a first date, and not for anything, but like those girls are kind of whack too, because why would you go up to a table of a girl on a date with a guy and just hit on the guy all night?
I'm pretty sure that this guy is probably handsome. I'm just taking a wild guess. He's probably tall too. He probably was well-dressed. These are the type of men that women go for. And these are the type of men who are most likely to be complete and considerate jerks, but women still keep going for them. And then after getting done dirty by 10, 20, 30, 100 of these jerks, they come to the conclusion that all men are trash. No, the top 20% of men you can't lock down are trash. Start saying that, ladies, because you don't see the bottom 80%. So don't judge the bottom 80% by the bad treatment you've been getting from the top 20%.
And he goes, you didn't even thank me for dinner. She's like, yeah, maybe I forgot to thank you for dinner because I was too busy wondering what the f*** was going on. And then he brings up something else. Like, he's trying to fight with her. And then she goes, you know what, man? I don't even know you. I'm not doing this with you. Just let me out here. They're like on the side of the highway. Like, they're at Queens Quay and Jarvis. Like, she gets out at the Loblaws. Calls an Uber. The Uber takes 17 minutes to come. So by the time the Uber's there, she's like crying. She gets in the car. The Uber driver's like, oh my God, are you okay? Uber driver literally comforts her the whole way. Like, is just like, tell me what happened. God bless Uber drivers and cab drivers. I used to be an Uber driver.
I bet that there would be a higher chance of her sleeping with the guy that kicked her out on the side of the road than her sleeping with the sweet Uber driver who consoled her and made her feel okay. That's the end point. We'll end it there.
If a guy cares about you, he will compete for your attention.
So this girl woke up and decided to make all of us other girls look bad. So I'm just here to tell you the truth of what actually happened. So these type of people are the people that seek validation from talking to multiple people at one time. The problem with talking to multiple people at one time is you're seeking validation from different sources instead of sourcing 100% into one relationship. And if you're
These women are ruined. By the time a female is used to talking to 4, 5, 6 different guys at a time, the chances that she will ever be happy in a committed relationship, slim to none. Slim to none. Especially if she's been talking to, 4 and 5 guys since junior high. I don't know how she would ever be content with one man at that point, ever in her life.
putting energy into multiple people instead of one person, you're obviously never going to be happy because it's never going to be at 100%. I put myself in a guy's shoes and I could never imagine myself competing with another woman just to have some guy's attention. If you're the type of person that truly likes to lead people on like that and talk to multiple people at one time, you're a person and you're the reason that somebody thinks less of themselves.
Okay, what percentage of women are poopy people? That's what I want to do a study on, based on that standard. And yeah, when you young and attractive, you feel like you're killing the game when you got all these dudes on deck. Oh, they all over me, girl. I mean, yeah, it sounds cute now, but you don't know the damage you're doing to yourself long term.
The guy goes on to say a whole bunch of things that are actual facts. One thing that I do want to add is that if a woman actually cares about you, even if she doesn't like doing something, she will do it to see you happy. I hate seeing things like this on my For You page because it makes all of us look bad, and some of us actually have a brain and know how to treat people. And then when it comes down to it, nobody trusts us because they think that we're all out to get them. You guys need to start putting people in your shoes and your position and see if you want to be treated like that.
It's 7 in the morning.